Today is the birth, we celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist. He's a big player in the plan of salvation, which is why his icon is up on the iconostasio, you know, in virtually every Orthodox church. So it, you know, makes sense that we would make some points about this particular feast, and I just make two and a half points. One is that, and it came out, you know, if you were here in Orthros, and many of you were, so you heard very clearly that St. John the Baptist was conceived by the union of his parents, unlike Jesus was not conceived by the union of Joseph and Mary. Jesus was born through a virgin conception. So, but Elizabeth and Zechariah were very old, much like Joachim and Anna and others that we read about in the Bible. So it is kind of miraculous, but we don't want to ignore science either. And I think I'm not mistaken, we kind of know nowadays that a woman is born, when she's born in her ovaries, she has as many eggs as she's going to have, you know, and that's it. So maybe there was one that the Lord said, you're not going to pass through until I want you to. And that's when John the Baptist, you know, was conceived, when the Lord. So the Lord kind of controls things, maybe not in such a fantastic way. I mean, using the nature that he created. Secondly, I just want to say that Zacharias was kind of punished for not believing the angel. If you listen carefully to the Bible reading, it says that Gabriel came and said, you're going to have, in your old age, you're going to have a child. And he said, well, my wife is old. She's barren. I'm old. How can this happen? And he was chastised. Why didn't the same thing happen to the Virgin Mary? Gabriel went to the Virgin Mary and he said, you're going to have a baby. And she said, how can this be? I've never been with a man. And he explained to her how it was going to be. The difference is this. Zacharias knew the Bible. And he knew that, I think, in the case of the prophet Samuel, the parents were very old. We also know that Abraham and Sarah were very old, but they conceived in the natural way, in a sort of supernatural/natural way. So it wasn't entirely impossible. So by doubting it and questioning it, he was questioning, it was sort of like a lack of faith or a lack of knowledge, that, you know. Whereas the Virgin Mary said, this is impossible. I mean, I have never heard this happen in the Bible before, that a virgin could conceive. So explain to me, why should I believe you, you know? So that's why John, you know, that's why, and the other reason that Zacharias was chastised or disciplined was he was in the altar. He was a priest. He was doing his priestly duties. When is the better time for an angel to appear to you and tell you an important message than being, you know, a priest, you know? And so because he doubted, because he questioned something that truly was possible, that's why he was made silent until the time that John was born. Let's stand and pray.